أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ashadu la ilaha illallah la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna Muhammad abduhu rasuluhu. That is, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Alhamdulillah akhmaduhu wasta'inuhu wastadihi wastafilarahu. That is, all praise is due to Allah. I praise him and seek his assistance, seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala kareem musaleem Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on Muhammad as well as his family, his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. And I advise you, as well as I advise myself, to first have regard, reverence, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and to obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, the grin, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
Juma Mubarak.
Juma Mubarak.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. In nafati athikara sayathakaru man yaksha salakallahu adin. Surely Allah speaks the truth. That was the 87th surah, the 9th and 10th ayats. The translation is as follows. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed shaitan. So remind, subhanAllah, if the reminder should benefit, in mind will keep it he who stands in awe. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, give help with the advice. Give help with the advice. A hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira. May Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, let him who believes in Allah in the last day speak good or keep silent. And let him who believes in Allah in the last day be generous to his neighbor. And let him who believes in Allah in the last day be generous to his guests. I have a quote from Imam W.D. Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. The quote is, our one mission is to teach, practice, and live al-Islam in America. We have a great mission as Muslims and as African Americans. We have a mission as Muslims and Africans lost and now found in America. Again, today's khutbah is give help with advice, and I have a story that I'm going to read now, but I'll come back to it a little later. It's called the boy bathing. Say, a boy was bathing in the river and got out of his depth and was in great danger of being drowned. A man who was passing along a road heard his cries for help and went to the riverside and began to scold him for being so careless as to get into the deep water, but made no attempt to help him. Oh, sir, cried the boy, please help me first and then scold me afterwards. The moral to the story is give assistance, give help, not advice in a crisis. Dear brothers and sisters, we're living in a serious time. And not that any other time for us has been what I would call easy. But the current state of the world right now has us really needing to learn the Quran, to intensely study it. And we are in serious need to learn the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, his uswa, the way he did things, how he conducted his affairs in the times that he was living in. And our ayahs for today, I started with a command. And fadhakir is a reminder. It means keep in mind. And it is telling the Prophet that give the message. Remind them. And when, you know, someone brings up things to remind you, there may be a negative and there may be a positive memory. And your reaction may be positive or negative. But what is this reminder trying to do? It says, so remind if the reminder should benefit. I take that to mean only bring it up. Put it out there. Whatever it is you bring up, if there is a benefit in doing so. And it also means that something you bring up should be brought up for a benefit. But we have to understand that it may be a brick wall that you're talking to, who you're dealing with. And I believe this is why there's a phrase called a hard head. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was being encouraged by Allah that your job, your task is to give the message. And Allah says, our messenger has no other duty than to clearly convey the truth. When you remind someone, you're trying to cause someone to remember something. But if the Quran is a new book, as it was when the revelation came, and it was to someone who has not heard, how could they remember it? What is he reminding them of? It is in our original nature to accept what the Quran has. It is in our original nature to accept Allah as our creator. This is what the Quran has inside of it. This is what the Prophet brought. And when you have that acceptance, it's not hard at all to take the Quran. It's not hard at all to accept this way of life. Have you ever had some medicine when you were a child or even as an adult? And when it was poured into a spoon or a little cup, all you could think of was the bad tasting medicines that you had. You're remembering something that wasn't pleasant. But when you study and you read the Quran, it is a medicine that tastes sweet. And the more you take it, the better it tastes. In the opening hadith that I use at the beginning of today's khutbah, and the khutbah again is give help with the advice. The Prophet said, let him who believes in Allah and the last day speak good or keep silent. And let him who believes in Allah the last day be generous to his neighbor. And let him who believes in Allah and the last day be generous to his guests. We know that no one believed in Allah more than Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon him. But we also know that he spoke to the good, even before becoming a prophet. He was known as someone trustworthy, honest, kind. And these are all good attributes, and it was in his nature to speak good. So when he received the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was nothing but righteous and good things that came from him. Now when we think of speaking good, let us not just think in terms of words. But let us think in terms of actions as well. Remember the one or two people we all know. We all had these people in our lives who always have something to say. They got some advice for us. They may not know anything about the situation, but they have something to add to it. And you know the person who has the advice by a mile, but they had the help by an inch. This ayat is telling us that we are to give something of benefit. That means we need to be able to help as well. Nafa'ati. Now this word sounds like a lot like nafa'ati, which is in Surah Falak, and that means blowers. And that's the beauty of the Quran, and also the danger of it when we don't study the Quranic Arabic. And one little character can change a word to mean something totally different. And this is what we must be out here reminding the world about. You know, they're out here misinterpreting the Quran for their benefit. And people are getting the wrong impression of what the Quran has to say. And we are to be reminders of what the Quran says and be reminders of what the Quran means. Now, nafa'ati, it means to be of benefit. That means it has to be a profit or an advantage gained from it. A benefit is also a comfort or an ease, something good. So the reminding that we are to be doing, and if you remember the opening quote from Imam Muhammad when he said we accept the mission of Prophet Muhammad, and we as imams, we accept the mission of the office, but we as believers, we all accept the mission of Prophet Muhammad. And it is on each one of us to be a benefit by how we conduct ourselves, how we interact with others, and more importantly, how we help those close to us. If all we do is tell someone, do this, or we tell someone, do that, what is the benefit? This is what we need to do in this world right now. We need to show them, if not how to do, they need to gain from the advice that we give. And if we don't supply the help needed with the advice, then we're not doing as much as we can. So the mission. Allah says in the Quran, and we have sent you but as a mercy to all the worlds. So no, we're not going to be prophets. But we can be as close as we can get in our nature. In our lives, we are sent here to be Khalifa. And Imam Muhammad also said this. He said, God has said that he has made us Khalifa, inheritors of responsibility for not only ourselves, but for our wives, our families, for the environment, to keep it as God intended it to be. God is saying that he has made every man with the same power, with the same potential, the same possibility that he gave the greatest achievers in the earth. Now, with what the Imam just said, we are equipped to be the same mercy on this earth as Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. We are obligated to be. It is our natural inherent responsibility. Muhammad the Prophet came to show us how to be that mercy. He came to show us how to remind the world of the benefits that Allah has given us. He came to show us how to help the world we live in. Every person has it in them. How are we trying to get that full potential out? How are we trying to tap into that natural resource? And it's like when they naturally look for oil. I'm not talking about that fracking, because that's an unnatural way for them to search for oil. But that natural way they look for oil is they use different methods to find the oil. They use sensitive gravity meters to measure some changes in the Earth's gravitational field that can indicate flowing oil. They use sensitive magnetometers to measure tiny changes in the magnetic field in the Earth that could cause by oil. They can detect the smell of hydrocarbons with an apparatus called, they call it a sniffer. These are ways of tapping into a natural resource that man has developed, and the same way we need to try to tap into our own natural resource that we have inside of us. We have to figure out how do we tap into our own natural resource so that we could be a benefit to the world and be what's naturally in us. And as I come to the close of this first part, we just need to find that oil that's inside of us. We need to tap into that oil, and we need to make it gush. We need to find our zamzam in us that's not going to stop.
Rabbanatina fi dunya hasana fi rakati hasana wakina agbab binar. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Give help with the advice, diets. So remind, if the reminder should benefit, in mind will keep it he who stands in awe. So back to this word, nafa'ati. It also means welfare. That means the health, happiness, and fortunes of persons or a group. So this goes back to our mission. We are to be concerned with the welfare of our families, the welfare of our communities, the welfare of the world we live in. And this comes from having the same concern and the same approach that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, had. And please understand that just like when the revelation came to Muhammad, everybody's not going to listen. Everybody's not going to want our help. And I cannot lie, and I won't sit here and tell you that, you know, some of these fools out here, I don't want to help. And I'm speaking to those in the so-called high places. I don't want to help them. Let Allah deal with them. I want to deal with who I can help. But Allah is the best of judges. Allah says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. But I warn you on the strength of divine revelation. But the deaf of heart will not hearken to this call, however often they are warned. Allah also says, but wilt thou perhaps torment thyself to death with grief over them if they are not willing to believe in this message? And the last ayah came from Surah 18, which I know we all read this morning. But Allah is telling us, as he was telling the Prophet first, that some just don't want to be reminded. Some just don't want to hear what we have to say. Some just don't want to see how we live our life. But not to be saddened by it. And I know it's hard. We all want to have those close to us to be here with us, or at least strong in their faith. So reminding some people will be of no avail. It's going to be useless. No matter what we do or try, they will not hear it. See, Allah makes believers, and we accept that. And if we look at the life of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, we can see how his uncles who raised him did not accept al-Islam. One uncle came very close to accepting on his deathbed, but his actions before he passed away showed that it was in him. One uncle was so bad that he's cursed in the Quran. So learning his life, learning Muhammad's life, helps us to understand how our lives can deal with those same issues. The second ayah deals with it so beautifully. In mind will keep it he who stands in awe. And it's yakshah. And this word is most times, it can be translated as fear. And that's just like when they translate taqwa, they translate it as fear. And they use fear as the meaning. But with awe, and awe with reverence, is also the meaning of this word. And I'm not saying fear is not a good translation, but the Imam told us to steer away from that. Because fear has a connotation with it. And yes, we should fear Allah. We should fear Allah for our actions. If we're not doing what we're put here to do, if we're not doing what we're created to do, it is like when you knew that you had a low grade in class and you was bringing home that report card. You had fear inside of you. At least I know I did. When I knew that I didn't have a grade that was up to snuff, I knew it was going to be a long afternoon, evening, next few weeks. It's going to be a painful one too. And I know that we all had those type of experience, but most times it's a fear out of punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to fear him because we know what he can do with the punishment. We should be in awe of him because we know what he can do with his mercy, with his guidance. And I hope that makes sense. We should be amazed by Allah. We should be in awe of Allah. We should be just in a wonderment when it comes to think about him and understanding what he has done and what he has done to guide us in our lives. So, those who have the taqwa will keep it in mind. Now, both eyes are full of dhikr, dhakara, the remembrance. If we keep Allah on our minds, we live the life Allah created us to live, then we naturally remind others how life is supposed to be. Sometimes without saying a word, we can show somebody. You can see somebody or you can show somebody something. They don't even have to see it. They can see it in you. They can see it on your face. Give help with the advice. Dear believers, just like anybody, we can get into situations where we in too deep. Things are not going well. We're out there on a limb. The story from the opening of the boy who was in the water. And, you know, things happen in life individually and collectively. And we are dealing with things in the world that need to be reminded, that they need to be reminded of Allah's power. And that is our job. And the story where the boy got into the deep part of the water. Right now, the world is in that deep part of the water. It is trying to do all it can not to drown. And this time in history, when you have so much hate, so little knowledge, you end up floating out in deep waters. And the man who heard the cries of the boy, he came and all he wanted to do was tell the boy what he did wrong. Tell him how he got himself into that deep water. And that's not a good thing. It took the boy to say, "Can you get me out of this?" And then tell me about why I shouldn't be in the deep water. Scold me later. This is how the world is now. We see the troubles. We see the problems. We see the issues daily. If you're looking, it's going to be around you constantly. But we can't focus on that. We must give help if we are to turn this around. Sometimes it takes someone to be in trouble to accept the help. They may not ask for it, but we see the world and we see the trouble it is in. And there's a saying that when a person is down in the world, an ounce of help is better than a pound of preaching. Are we doing all we can do to make that change in the world? Or are we just willing to stand by the edge of the water and scold the boy? The ayat is telling us those who have an awe or a reverence will remember. And I think the boy in the deep water, about to drown, I think he got about all the reverence he can get. He wants help. And I'm not saying again that everybody who's in deep water can be reminded wants to be reminded, you know, or wants help. But it's on us to do all we can to remind the world that Al-Islam is here. As-salamu alaykum. We had to deal with that. SubhanAllah. Al-Islam is for mankind. To remind them that the power and the glory of Allah is here. Allah hasn't left. You know, Sunday we had an interfaith panel discussion. So we fully understand that we are to work with those like-minded people who accept that we have different faiths. But we all accept that it takes all of us working together to make a change. And if we are truly to make a difference, just like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, we will have to work with those of different faiths. The Jewish faith, the Christian faith, and whoever else that want to save that boy from drowning. That's the way of our prophet. It shows us that we must do this. You know, there's a book that I have on my reading list, and I have quite a long reading list. I'm going to read this one right after I read the new book by the Imam. It's called Covenants of the Prophet. And it's the covenants that he made with the Christian and the Jews during his time, so they could work together. And again, working with others is his way. And it's also the way of our Imam. And this shows us that we must be ready and fully equipped to work side by side with those of other faiths. And it's no accident that Imam Muhammad was in so many interfaith organizations, that he was president of so many interfaith organizations. Because Muslims can't do it alone. Allah says in the Quran, if he wanted us to be the same, he would have made us the same. So we are to remind the world, we are to remind ourselves, and the Quran is a reminder to the world and a reminder to us, to every one of us. And I say that with about maybe 3 weeks to go until the month of Ramadan will be here. That we need to approach that month like an old friend coming to see us. We need to approach that month like it's a relative, long lost relative that we haven't seen in years. Because Ramadan will remind us of what we should be doing in our lives. It will increase our taqwa and increase our awe of Allah, and it will help us be more than just a man on the side of the water. It would allow us to give the help with the advice. You know, Imam Muhammad once said that we need to take our attention off the private interests and put it into the public interests in order to further our own private interests. To further our own private interests. So God is giving us the best advice, the best direction, when God is telling us to take the position that you are created by God to be a community. The Imam is telling us that we need to fully move forward, and we must be involved in public interest. We cannot think that just what goes on in this building or in our houses is all that matters. Everything that goes on outside is part of us. That bill they repealed yesterday, so-called repeal, that affects us. The things they do in the outside in the public affects us. We have to be involved in those. We are to work outside of this building, outside of our houses, outside of our box. Look at all the areas of interest and get involved in. God is reminding us and God is giving us the best directions to move in. And this will make us a whole community. Our mission is to form community. To do that, we need to have all phases inside of it. Just like the four birds, the story of the four birds. It must be all included to make a community, or we're not whole. To do that, we must try and must remind the boy about the dangers of being in the deep part of the water. But we must not let the boy drown. It is in our interest not to let the boy drown. It is in our interest to be a reminder. The best way to do that is by our taking action. Now, these khutbahs come every Friday. Reading in Surah 18 comes every Friday. But what is done in the in-between time, in the meantime, is just as important. Therefore, what the committees we try to form, they're important. Our interactions outside the masjid are important. Learning our Prophet, peace and blessed be upon him, is so important as well. And by Ramadan, we'll have more things set up to do all those things. Dear brothers and sisters, I end the second part of the khutbah. So remind if the reminder should benefit. In mind will keep it he who stands in awe. In some cases, we will not know if it is reminding is benefiting somebody. But it's the action of reminding that we are obligated to do. When you stood up before the congregation that was around you and you said, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Rasulullah, you took the oath of commitment. You took the mission as yours. And Allah says in the Quran, discuss things with people in the best manner. Your Lord knows best who has gone astray from his way, and he knows best who is rightly guided. All we can do is to be the reminder. First, we have to keep in mind Allah. Then we have to remind others. The end of the opening hadith for the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, let him who believes in Allah be generous to his neighbor, and let him who believes in Allah be generous to his guests. It doesn't say what faith that neighbor or guest are. So let us be generous in what we do to both. Let us be the reminder that there is good in this world. There is the work and the power of Allah in this world. And let us give help with the advice. Inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for, because Allah is perfect. Don't forget the sadaqah zakat. Remember, this is a pillar of our faith. Please remember, we do use the zakat for many good things. We want to continue the initiatives and add to them. We want to thank everybody who joined us and helped out on the annual family weekend, education weekend. We believe it is a success because, first of all, we did it. That's a success. Second of all, the Spirit showed us it was a success, and we look forward to the next big thing, and that would be a wonderful month of Ramadan and a Eid. I have about 3 books left from Imam Ronald Shaheed of the Imam's Commentary. This weekend in Raleigh-Durham, there's the National Muslim Business Conference. There are flyers available. And also the 100 at 50 still needs those. That's the educational program that fundraising that Imam Adam B.I. put together. And it's to help our educational schools in our community. Please remember to use the area in the corner for the Sunnah prayers. When you brothers come in, please be respectful. We have area over here that you can make the Sunnah prayers in. Turn off your phones and put them on vibrate when you enter the Musala. Buy a Muslim journal.